Miss Rose passed out the tests. I waited a minute and then peeked at the last page. Mine had 95 written in red. I put the papers back together and had a hard time keeping a little smile from tickling at the corners of my mouth. I had one of the highest scores in the class. I didn't usually share stuff with Pa. He was busy and mostly didn't seem to care, but that day I could hardly wait to get home to tell him. I was finally first in something, and it was hard to keep the happiness inside. When school was over, I didn't even wait for Farrell. I just kind of floated down the street toward home. The sky was bluer than I had ever seen it, and the little tufts of grass along the way had to be the world's greenest green. I even smiled and waved at Gus, who I didn't usually like, as he arranged stuff in the window of his pawn shop. I couldn't help it. It was a good day, and I had happiness bubbles inside. I hurried through the office and behind the counter to the doorway of our little apartment. Some game show was on, and the audience was cheering and clapping. "Pa," I called over the racket of the television. At first there was no answer. Then I heard a noise from the couch. Holding my test papers tight in my hand, I walked across the room. Pa was stretched out on the couch. He looked like he was asleep, but I knew in a second, from all the other times, that he wasn't just sleeping. He was off in that never-never land brought on by Jesse's beer and whiskey. The TV tray next to him was full of empty beer cans, and they were scattered on the floor around it. "Pa," I called again. Pa snorted and scratched his chest, but never opened his eyes. Instead, he turned over and started snoring. "Pa?" It came out in a whisper, because all of a sudden I couldn't swallow. My throat was aching so. I looked down at the test papers I was holding, the ones I had been so proud of, and then back at Pa lying there. He was like a big snoring lump. I felt a terrible, desperate anger boiling in my body. I hated Pa right then, hated him with all my might, hated his dirty old man kind of t-shirts and his ratty blue jeans, hated his snoring, and especially hated those beer cans. I wanted to throw them all through the television screen. Instead, I threw the tests as far as I could across the room and turned to get out of there. I ran right into Farrell, who was standing behind me holding his basketball. I hadn't heard him come in. "Get out of my way," I said, giving him a shove. He had to step backward to catch his balance and drop the ball. I heard it roll toward the kitchen and bump into the table. He grabbed my wrists as I pushed past. "Wait," he said. "No." I twisted away from him, but he held tight and grabbed my other wrist. I tried to tell him to leave me alone, but nothing came out. My throat hurt so much it felt like I couldn't get enough air, and tears were stinging my eyes. I looked away so he wouldn't notice, but he turned me around to face him. He was more serious than I had ever seen him. "Eddie," he said quietly, his eyes on mine while he gestured with his head toward Pa, "you're forgetting about my daddy. I know how it is."